Good day. This is Paige Estrie-Torre, bringing you the latest news in the industry for financial services online. Our aim is to keep you informed and updated. Let's start with a story that stresses the enormity of insurance fraud and its consequences. Serial fraudster Joel Mantebe is headed to jail after being sentenced to 20 months for repeat fraudulent home insurance claims. Between March of 2019 and February of 2022, Mantebe secured 6 home insurance policies and made 9 claims, unethically gathering nearly $23,000 Australian dollars from RSA Insurance in the UK. Let this serve as a reminder that cheaters never prosper, given Mantebe also received a $272 victim surcharge on top of his prison sentence. In other news, the Motor Trades Association, or MTA, and the Motor Body Repairers Association have released comprehensive guidelines to assist collision repair businesses to deal with non-genuine parts. The guidelines are aimed at ensuring policy compliance and spotlighting the repairer's legal rights while using non-genuine parts. MTA CEO Matt Hobbs reveals this as an essential tool in the arsenal, assuring safety, maintaining industry standards, and helping protect businesses. We move to empowering news from the Council of Australian Life Insurers, who just introduced the Recalibrate program. It's a visionary effort to uplift female financial risk advisors. Mid-career women stand to gain from this initiative through grant assistance to attend the Financial Advice Association Congress in Brisbane later this year and mentorship from influential industry leaders. Applications for these empowering grants are open until September the 8th. Lastly, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority advocates for improved financial literacy as a key to better retirement solutions. A roundtable discussion recently unfolded, emphasizing the necessity of financial education for wider acceptance of retirement longevity solutions. This holistic approach combines better education, increased access to high-quality data, and trust building in retirement systems. That wraps up the news for Thursday, August the 29th. For more news and information on personal and business insurance, do visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrie-Torre, signing off. Stay informed, stay secure.